We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield, this is Coach Banghart Live, presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, official health insurance partner of Carolina Athletics. Also brought to you in part by the Carolina Club, your social and business club in Chapel Hill, and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina. Here's your host, Matt Krause.
And we welcome you to this December 7th edition of the Courtney Banghart Show, talking all things Carolina women's basketball with the head coach herself. My name is Matt Krause, the play-by-play voice of Carolina women's basketball. What a week for the Tar Heels. 82-76 win at Minnesota in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. A 93-47 win back at home against James Madison. Carolina now 8-0 on the season for the 13th time in program history. Second time in three seasons. No, by the way, first time ever with five of those wins coming away from home. Coach, good to see you. Thanks for spending some time with us. And quite simply, congratulations as this great start continues.
Thank you. It's been fun to showcase our group and to be able to share the progress that we've seen. And it's always great when you and I can get together and talk about the team.
And we'll get to this in our next segment, but the NCAA released the first net rankings of the year yesterday as we sit here talking about the Tar Heels on Tuesday. And the net rankings, it's a kind of convoluted formula, but it's used to measure the overall quality of teams. All you need to know is that the Tar Heels check in at number two in those first rankings. So the world is taking notice of Carolina's start. And again, we'll talk about that a little bit more in depth in our next segment. But let's flash back to that Minnesota game. How critical is it for this team, still gelling, but doing so rapidly, to be able to win a game like that, hostile environment on the road, a game where you don't play your best?
Yeah, I mean, that was it. It was kind of the culmination of a long couple weeks. You know, we were at TCU for a true road game on a Sunday, got back and we're off Monday. And then we left for the Bahamas, which was quite a travel adventure Tuesday. And then came back from the Bahamas early Sunday morning and had to leave again Tuesday morning for a 9 p.m. tip in Minnesota. So it was just part of it was that, you know, it's just a lot going on over the last 10 days. And to not finish well, to not shoot well, our guys just gritted that one out. And it was, you know, obviously on the road, a true road game. It showed a lot of toughness and resolve.
Yeah, when either of us write a book someday, we'll devote a whole chapter to the Bahamas travel adventure, that's for sure. Is there a single factor that you can point to as to why Carolina was able to pull out that win against Minnesota last Wednesday?
There's a connectedness to this group that They just, it allows them to have a collective fight that's really hard to beat. You know, they have individually, they make big plays. Collectively, they absorb the other team, and then they are aggressive together on the other end as well. So, you know, I honestly, I think it was our connectedness. I thought that they, we just, there's a refuse to lose mentality in this group.
At the end of each game day shoot around, the players take half court shots. What Deja Kelly accomplished at the end of the third quarter against Minnesota, I think that proves that that's not just for fun, is it, Coach?
Well, you know, the more times you shoot at the basket, the better you get, right? And so we're going to shoot all different which ways. But yeah, it's certainly fun for us to get a chance to watch her do that. And, you know, it was actually a three quarter shot, really.
Yeah. Now on to the James Madison game. How important was that quick start, leading 12-0 and 17-2, and being able to set the early tone playing back at home?
You know, I think especially because it was, you know, the first mid-major team that we really had played in a little while, first time back at home. So I was worried if it was maybe a trap to start. But to see how these guys just take purpose in our game plan and take accountability to how we execute. It's just, that was really great to see. You know, I'm not sure that fast starts are better than slow starts. I care that we win at the end of the game, but I love their hunting mentality. And Carmichael was great. It was a great environment for women's basketball.
Yeah, and you scored a three less than 10 seconds into the game. James Madison tried to press you a little bit after. You had a textbook press break that led to a wide open three for Deja Kelly, and that would be the theme of the afternoon. Carolina 10 for 15, 67% from behind the arc. In case you missed it, that's the best three-point percentage in a single game by any Division I team with a minimum of 10 makes this season. When could you feel it on Sunday that it was going to be a special day shooting the ball?
You know, to be honest, until you told me, I didn't know that. I knew that it was our best outing at moving the ball, right, and sharing it and creating great looks. And so, you know, it's not something I was tracking on. I was liking our change of direction speed. I was liking our rebounding and how we were sharing it. So the ball was moving. So we were getting great shots.
Yeah, I got to say, there's very few games where you have quite a three-point percentage disparity as you had on Sunday, because on the defensive end, you held James Madison to 1 for 25, 4% from distance. Was that them shooting it cold, or was it a mix of that and your team's defense forcing that?
No, I thought we did a good job running them off the line coming off of Minnesota. We knew that was going to be a priority. And we also, you know, we used our length well, and both in gaps and on ball. So, you know, our length and the fact that we can keep coming at you, you know, with our depth, that can be wearing on a team. And I think it wore on JMU throughout.
You and I have talked about lineup combinations, and you were able to go pretty deep against the Dukes with all 11 players playing and scoring. And every player that played also had at least two rebounds. We also saw multiple lineup combinations that showcased all the pieces that this roster has. At what point in a game like that do you as a coach start thinking, okay, it's time to start tinkering a little bit with my lineup?
You know, it you don't go into that knowing it, right? I've always said I coach the game as I feel it throughout it. And it was, you know, obviously the reserves just need to continue to build, and they can use practice reps because we practice against our scrimmage guys. We're adamant about film, so we're watching their progress. And so if the team calls for more size or more speed or more shot making, we sort of feel like on our bench, we've got a little bit of everything. And so we can pick at different times what is needed in a role of support. So yeah, in that particular game, whoever went in first was a tactical decision, I'm sure.
Talking Carolina women's basketball with the head coach, Courtney Banghart. It's her show. It's the Courtney Banghart Show. And the presenting sponsor of the Courtney Banghart Show is Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, we resolve to be a champion for women everywhere by supporting women's athletics to empower future leaders. More Carolina women's basketball discussion, including some of your questions for the head coach when we come back. This is the Courtney Banghart Show from Learfield. The Carolina Club is your social membership club in Chapel Hill and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina. The club offers exceptional dining. It's got an unbeatable location for UNC sporting events, a full calendar of social, business, family, and community affairs, and access to the club network of over 200 private clubs. The best part, you don't even have to be a UNC alum. Everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Please visit carolina-club.com to learn more about your club at Carolina. And while you're always welcome at the Carolina Club, fingers crossed, we will be back there with the Courtney Banghart Show after the new year. again, keep it tuned to this program as well as GoHeels.com and the Carolina Women's Basketball social media channels for more information and finalized plans as we continue to consult with medical personnel to make sure that that is, in fact, the best decision moving forward after the new year. Back with head coach of the Tar Heels, Courtney Banghart, Matt Krause with you. Okay, Coach, we mentioned it in the last segment. Carolina number two in the first net rankings behind only South Carolina. NC State comes in at number three. So the lesson there is that the hotbed of women's basketball this year seems to be in the Carolinas. But when you see that number two ranking, again, very early, but that net formula is a key evaluator when it comes time to set the field for the NCAA tournament. What's your takeaway?
You know, so the net is it's a kind of revamped RPI, and that takes into consideration not only that you win or lose, but who you beat, where you beat them, and how convincing the win or loss. And so it's a really statistical, accelerated assessment of the quality overall of your team. And so when I look at this group and see how far they've come with so many new faces, with two grad transfers coming in new to the program, with a much improved freshman class into their sophomore year, obviously, and then having to go through some heartbreak with injuries. You know, it validates how much these kids have worked since the minute they walked on campus, and what they came here to do was to compete and to grow and to bring this program somewhere special. So huge validation, because there's no objectivity to it. It is what it is. The numbers don't lie, as we say in this sport.
You said who you beat and where you beat them. Let's peel back the curtain a little bit here, because at a bare minimum, I'm interested. When you sit down to put together a non-conference schedule, what are the factors that are going into that process?
You know, you have to make sure that someone else will play you, right? There are certain teams you want to play, and they don't have interest right away. And also, depending on if your team is young or team needs wins, do you schedule easy early? Do you, you know, et cetera. So a lot goes into it. And, you know, as I've said, this was a team that we knew was going to have not only inexperience, but in a league that was going to have, because of COVID, a lot of experience. And so the best way to grow your team up quickly is to challenge them and to take them out of their comforts and out of their routines. And so by design, we played some of the best traditionally mid-major programs in the country, as well as high major teams on true road games. And so that mission was accomplished. I don't know, had you asked me, would we be sitting at 7-0 or 8-0, whatever we are, would I have believed that going into the schedule? I probably would have said no. So I certainly like where we are now.
Yeah, Carolina with five games in a six-game span away from home, winning them all en route to this 8-0 start. Shifting gears a little bit, Eva Hodgson scored her 1,000th point on Sunday against James Madison. It came on a three-pointer early in the fourth quarter. Coach, how special was it to watch Eva record that 1,000th point against a team she was pretty familiar with, a grad transfer from William & Mary? She used to be in the same conference as the Dukes.
Absolutely. And she never beat him, you know, and Eva is a kid that since the minute she stepped foot on campus, she has been others oriented. You know, it goes to show she's only been here since June, and she was selected as a captain by her teammates. And so she has always been about winning and about everybody else. And so for the team to have a chance to help her get her 1,000th against a team she had never beat was really special. And anytime I get a chance to celebrate Eva, we all want to do it because of who that kid is for us day in and day out. She's just a huge pickup for our program.
How'd you get her here to Chapel Hill? What's the story behind that?
Well, come on, remember, I'm from New Hampshire. So I recruited, we're from the same town, very small town. Now you know two people from our state. And so I went and recruited her when she was in high school. And she's one of seven and wanted a scholarship. So she graciously said no. And then you fast forward and she went into the portal. And I called both her and her club coach. And I was like, come on, you can't say no to me twice, right? And luckily, we know a lot of the same people, having grown up in a very small town together, you know, a few years apart. But you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we were able to tell her about what we're doing here and how we could utilize her and what we had around her piecewise. And to have two New Hampshire kids within this program in an intimate way has been awesome.
Leads right into a question from Dennis Goss. Dennis says that he noticed that Eva and Carly Littlefield have assimilated into the Carolina system very, very quickly and very easily. And Dennis wants to know what the process was like in getting them up to speed and what was the key factor in them assimilating so quickly.
I give them the credit for sure. And they care about winning and they're accountable to their piece in that. But when they got here, we read a book together called The Captain Class. And partly I wanted to hear about their experience in their locker rooms that they were coming from. But also I wanted to set the tone very early that their voice was going to matter and that they did not come here just to be carried along. that their voice and their personality and their experience was going to be leaned upon. They've taken that to heart. You know, they are the most competitive and the most consistent seniors that I've had. You know, they're just remarkably committed. And like I said, I mean, every what you guys see on game day is what I see every single day. So they've just been, I think it's, I give a lot of credit to them as they've taken it by the horn.
Another listener question. Meredith Elkins is a very loyal Carolina women's basketball fan. She says it's great to be back in Carmichael Arena watching the Heels this year. But her question is, as she's been back in Carmichael, she's noticed that the basketball shorts that the players are wearing appear to have some sort of a pocket. And in that pocket, it looks like there's a device. Quite simply, what is that?
Yeah, so we're using some GPS trackers to help with their loads as we manage the season of this length, right? We have a really tremendous sport performance team that have been put together to literally assess, like in practice, they're sitting at the scorer's table and they've got the computer and they're tracking on, you know, how many elevations, how many jumps, how many miles they've covered, et cetera. And they'll give me, that gets a number spit out and they'll sort of tell me who should be in which range each day, as well as where we should be collectively, so that you can maintain great conditioning and optimal conditioning. But you also aren't, your best on game days is how I'll put it, you know? So they track, they wear those trackers the minute they get, they put their practice gear on or game gear. And then that's in live time assessing, their activity.
Technology making its way into the game. One more listener question. It comes from Ryan, and Ryan wants to know about Kayla McPherson. Kayla McPherson, one of the freshmen that is part of the program this year. She's working her way back from an injury in high school. So from what you are allowed to share, Coach, what's her status?
Yeah, Kayla McPherson is going to be a fan favorite. You know, she's got this charisma as a player. She's a dynamic scorer. She's a pass first, scoring first. You know, she can do it all. And you know, she came in with a little bit banged up and she hasn't been cleared to go 5-on-5 yet. And so, you know, you're at that point where we've missed so much of the season, you know, the kid is so special. I don't want to share her. I want to have her all year. And so, you know, I think it's someone that we have to make a decision very soon, whether or not we're going to redshirt and just, start her clock, her athletic clock next fall. Or are we going to kind of come back after the holiday and be full go? It's a decision that we're lifetime making. When you talk about a kid, and I know you travel with us, Matt, talk about a kid that does literally whatever is asked. I mean, that kid was up in the morning in Bahamas on the beach sprinting with our strength coach every day during practice. She's doing additional things on the sidelines. So she's doing whatever she can to get back, and we'll keep assessing it and evaluating it day by day.
Some great questions from our listeners. Remember, you can tweet your questions to Coach Banghart. Just tweet them to me at Matt Krause, PXP. That's K-R-A-U-S-E, Matt Krause, PXP. We'll have some more discussion on exam week with the head coach of the Tar Heels. It's after this break when we return to the Courtney Banghart Show from Learfield. The Carolina Club is your social membership club in Chapel Hill and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina. The club offers exceptional dining. It's got an unbeatable location for UNC sporting events, a full calendar of social, business, family, and community affairs, and access to the club network of over 200 private clubs. And the best part, you don't even have to be a UNC alum. Everyone's welcome at the Carolina Club. Please visit carolina-club.com to learn more about your club at Carolina. Well, Coach, the Tar Heels have just one game this week. It's Sunday against UNC Asheville, and the reason why is that it's exam week, and the student-athletes having a couple of off days this week as they work through that exam period. You and I talked about this a little bit before the game on Sunday, but how have you managed this week trying to balance that academic and athletic aspect?
You know, first we use the tracking device that I was talking about earlier. You know, we want to make sure that their loads and their peaks and their valleys and things are not too far out of rhythm, so that we can maintain conditioning. But yet we know that they're being asked a lot of them right now. So we take that into consideration as well. Clearly my background will speak to the fact that the exam period is the culmination of their work. It's an important time. So that will always take precedence. So, you know, we don't practice on the heavy exam days. We go around the exams on the other days. And as I tell them in life, you are where you will be, where you are. Right. And so when you're inside the lines, let's go. And when you're outside the lines, dig in academically. And this group, I mean, when you watch them practice, even in exam week, it's a really committed group. It's really a coach's dream in terms of what I get to see day after day.
Now, how do you as a coach help the athletes under your care figure out their academic goals and visions?
Mm-hmm. Well, I give a lot of credit to our academic rep, Emily Adney, who runs our on the academic side. She meets with our staff once a week and kind of fills everybody in. But really, it's the personalized approach, right? So some kids are still trying to decipher which major. They're interested in so many things, whereas others are looking at abroad opportunities in summer session one. And some are looking for kind of guided study time, right? And so she's able to navigate that by working with each person individually on their global plan. And so I'm talking directly to Emily frequently. She stops by practice, I mean, the whole nine yards. And then also I talk to our players, and they know that both through the recruiting process and then when they're here, that Carolina is an opportunity of a lifetime. And if you only take one part of it, and that is the athletic experience, you're just missing out on so many other things. And so, you know, take full advantage of the opportunity ahead of you, and how can we help guide that?
Do you remember any particularly difficult exams that you took back in the day during your time as a student athlete at Dartmouth?
Gosh, too many. I will admit there was one where I actually fell asleep in my biology of plants class. And the teacher came over and said, "Are you done?" And I said, "Probably should be, but now that I'm awake, I'll keep going." You know, so that was a very difficult exam. Luckily, I had done well enough in the class that I could absorb a little bit lower exam. But, you know, exams are all hard because they're a culmination of a whole lot of work. But, you know, you'll never forget the last day of exams every year and how that feels, or every semester, how that feels. And I know our kids are going to feel that very soon.
Yeah. How about a favorite college class for you?
Oh gosh, I have a ton of those. I took a lot of great classes. I took a class in social deviance, which was really interesting. I took a ton of, I took an intro to neuroscience course that talked about the brain elasticity that I thought was really interesting. I took a religion class that I liked more than it liked me, in evidence by my grade. But it was the study of kind of the various religions in our world and some of the conflicts that are a result. So I took a lot of interesting classes. It was a good education for me.
Some great insights on exam week from the head coach of the Tar Heels, Courtney Banghart. The presenting season sponsor of the Courtney Banghart Show is Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, we resolve to be a champion for women everywhere by supporting women's athletics to empower future leaders. One last time out, then we'll come back with the head coach to look ahead to this weekend and Carolina's matchup with UNC Asheville. It's after this from Learfield. One more reminder for today that the Carolina Club is your social membership club in Chapel Hill and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina. The club offers exceptional dining. It's got an unbeatable location for UNC sporting events, a full calendar of social, business, family, and community affairs, and access to the club network of over 200 private clubs. The best part, you don't even have to be a UNC alum. Everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Please visit carolina-club.com to learn more about your club at Carolina. Well, Coach, we talked about it. Tar Heels dealing with exams this week, working through it and trying to balance academics and athletics. At what point will you be able to turn the page and start focusing on the Bulldogs of UNC Asheville who come in on Sunday?
You know, not as soon as you might think. So because we just kind of finished a huge stretch and finally have a week to practice, right? We don't have to game prep every day, every 2 days, is we're spending Tuesday and Wednesday focusing on ourselves and the things that we have targeted as improvement areas and growth necessary right through the roster. And then we will be off because they have a busy exam day, and then we'll lock into the game plan later in the week. So we're using this time to really almost like we have a game with ourselves and preparing for a better self.
What are some of those things that you'll be working on?
Well, we've got to get tighter, you know, on both ends, but in terms of as the game goes on, especially as we start to, as we start to use some of our depth, you know, they just need the experience of the enormity of each possession. Right. So that's part of it. And then also you want to build out your base. So you're going to play some teams that are going to be more spread. You're going to be some teams that are going to be power teams. And fortunately, our scrimmage guys give us the flexibility that they do what we ask them to do. So if we say, hey, we want you to kind of play with two dominant posts or one dominant post who needs to be doubled, or are you kind of a more spread offense? So it's the various styles. Same thing with ball screen coverages. You know, we're going to see a variety of different ball screen coverages. So having the guys get in different coverages that we have to read in live time, those are kind of main key areas.
UNC Asheville, the first of three home games in a 10-day span leading into the holiday break. What's your message for Carolina fans to get them out to Carmichael for these three games?
Yeah, I think the key is that this is a really entertaining team. You know, it's in an entertaining environment. I give a lot of credit to the marketing team. They've gotten a lot of people in the stands, you know, for all ages. I mean, I think all ages really enjoy the experience. There's a lot of energy in the gym, and this team is flat out fun to watch. So I can promise you, if you come, there'd be no way you would regret it, or I'm happy to personally reimburse you. You know, it's just such a fun team to watch.
It's Carolina and UNC Asheville. Sunday at 2 o'clock, our broadcast coverage begins with the Reed Steelers pregame show on the Tar Heel Sports Network at 1:30. Coach, thanks as always for the time. Glad you stayed awake, unlike the biology of plants exam. We'll talk with you Sunday before the game against the Bulldogs.
I'd never fall asleep on you, Matt. I appreciate you. Go Heels.
Head coach of the Tar Heels, Courtney Banghart. It's her show. It's the Courtney Banghart Show, and you heard it from start to finish on the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield.
Coach Banghart Live has been presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, official health insurance partner of Carolina Athletics. Also brought to you in part by The Carolina Club, your social and business club in Chapel Hill, and your connection to fellow Tar Heels and friends of Carolina. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.